I'm Ed the Sock, and this is FU Politics on Fun, the FU Network.
And now, here's Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
It is Michelle Badusky coming to you on Kick FM Radio, Ed the Sock's FU Network. I don't care. Don't care where you're listening to, if you're tuning in on SoundCloud. And I'm not sure when you're listening or when you're watching, but I am recording this on Monday, March 23rd in the evening for release tomorrow morning. So things may change. The reason I'm dating it is everything that's happening with the COVID-19 pandemic is happening super fast, and it's changing day by day. And I wanted to kind of touch base and talk to you guys about it, because if you are following me on social media, you know how busy I have been behind the scenes for the last couple weeks. And I just want to touch base because some interesting things have been happening locally and regionally, whether you are in rural Manitoba, whether you're in Manitoba, Ontario, Canada, doesn't matter where you are, things have been changing. And I wanted to talk to you about that. So today I watched Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. You know, the man who is normally calm and collected, you rarely see him get ruffled. I actually was on a podcast with Stephen Kirzner back before the election happened, where I said we were kind of deconstructing the October 21st election campaigns. And I actually said that I was disappointed that I didn't see Justin Trudeau come out fighting stronger than he did against the propaganda and the bullshit that was being spread during the campaign. I was disappointed not to see that side of him. But today we got a glimpse of it. And I don't know if you watched him live, but I did. And he really did. He sounded like a parent that was chastising children. And I'm extremely disappointed in a lot of people. And I'm extremely disappointed in some of the things I've been seeing on social media and around the world and kind of in our own backyard right here in Manitoba. And I want to give a huge shout out to Premier Brian Pallister, who has been a consistently calm voice here in Manitoba. Him and Prime Minister Trudeau have done an fantastic job of keeping people informed. Their governments are doing what they can to respond to an incredibly fast-changing environment. They're doing the best that they can as fast as they can. And I can't imagine the amount of pressure that they're under. And yet they're still giving this calm, measured response every time they speak that is really reassuring and transparent. And, you know, if you have been watching Premier Pallister or Prime Minister Trudeau, you will have seen what I've seen if you are actually listening. But unfortunately, and the whole reason for today's show is that most people aren't listening. I shouldn't say most. Too many are not listening. Too many are not watching. Too many are not paying attention. And it is starting to piss people off. Now, the number one question that people are being asked is, or that they're fighting about, is this social distancing. They're unsure, right? What does it mean? And okay, we are a week into, today was the first official day of schools being closed here in Manitoba. Day one. I've been home with my three kids for over a week now. I chose to pull them out of school the minute that I heard that they were going to cancel back on the, what's today, the 23rd. I pulled them out after school on the 13th of March. They never went back. I did that. It was my own decision. I don't begrudge anyone who chose to keep sending their kids to school, but we all had coughs and colds and it kind of freaked the hell out of me. So I felt it was the socially responsible thing to do, was to keep my kids away from anybody just in case. Because that's what people don't understand. And we're still fighting about this online constantly. If you follow me on social media, you'll know that my patience level is pretty low, right? Because I'm constantly saying the same things over and over again. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be Premier Pallister or Prime Minister Trudeau and have to say the same things over and over again. So I wanted to kind of touch base on that and bring it home to you with some of the problems that we're having. Social distancing. We are trying to flatten the curve, which means we want to stop the spike of cases. Now, one of the biggest arguments I've seen, you know, today they closed our playgrounds. We got a message from our school division that no one's allowed on the play equipment in the schoolyard. We are, you know, we're closing, we're in a state of emergency here in Manitoba. All events or gatherings over 50 people are actually not allowed. All restaurants or places like that that have, they need to reduce to under 50 or half of their capacity, which is whatever the lower number is. They have to make sure that everything is spread out so people can stay 6 feet away. Restaurants are, you know, highly recommended to switch to takeout and delivery so that it stops people from congregating. Ontario today declared that all non-essential businesses need to just close. You know, fitness centers, gyms, things like that in Manitoba are closed. And we're really taking these strong steps into flattening the curve. And yet I still see people bitching and complaining. And it's really interesting to me that how people just don't, either they don't read or they choose not to read or they don't listen or what it is. I've never been so aware of the me generation. And it's not a specific generation. I'm not picking on any specific generation. I'm picking on all of us because this comes from every age group. It's this entitlement. We have become so accustomed to having what we want when we want it. We are so entitled here in Canada to just get everything we want and have it handed to us. And if you don't think that's true, think about this. We are bitching and complaining about having to stay home with the internet, Netflix, and cell service. That's what we're doing. We're mad that, you know, we can't go out to the bar and get together with 50 of our closest friends. This is what we're mad about. We're mad that we need to, and I started using this hashtag, and I see it's, I kind of like it. I've gotten a few emails, people are pissed off at me because they don't like my language, but apparently we need some strong language here. Hashtag stay the fuck home. Just stay the fuck home, right? Like, people are seeing this as a punishment, and I don't think they get why we're doing it. Now, here in Manitoba, and the number one argument that I've been seeing online and I've actually gotten is, right now, as of today, we only have 20 cases, 11 confirmed and 9 presumptive cases here in Manitoba. And none of them are in the Western Manitoba region. Only, I think, someone can correct me, I think only 3 or 4 out of the 20 are outside of the Winnipeg region, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. The majority are right in or definitely around Winnipeg. And so people here in rural Manitoba in small towns are going, we hardly have any cases in the entire province. There's none in our area. What's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal. Because right now, we are only testing people that have symptoms and that have either traveled internationally in the last 14 days or have come in close contact with someone who has traveled internationally and has symptoms or has tested positive. So we don't know how many people have this disease. We know that 20 people have tested positive for it. That's all we know. We don't know how many people actually have it yet because we're not doing generalized testing. We're not testing everybody. And that's what's scary. And people are saying, well, let's just test everybody then. Well, we can't do that either because we don't have, you know, our health minister today was talking about how we don't have enough of the reagent for the test that the labs here in Manitoba are starting to manufacture their own, which is fabulous. But we still don't have the resources to just test a million people for this disease. So we have to take, you know, the high-risk samples that we know of and test them. So because we can't test everybody, because everybody who has signs of the flu or a cold might just have the flu or a cold, we can't test everyone. So they're saying, you know what, if you're sick, if you have any symptoms, self-isolate. Self-isolate does not mean going to the grocery store. Self-isolate means stay the fuck home. It doesn't mean have friends over for coffee. It doesn't mean go get groceries. It doesn't mean go pick up a six-pack of beer. It means stay the fuck home. It doesn't mean getting together, you know, and going out for coffee or visiting your mother or your neighbor or anything like that. You need to self-isolate. You need to stay away from everybody. And if you have to self-isolate, the people that are in really close contact with you and your family, you know, if you're having breakfast with your husband and you're supposed to be self-isolating and then he, you know, kisses you goodbye and goes to work, he has just potentially infected everybody. So self-isolation is important. It was recommended in the last week or so that everybody who has traveled internationally needs to self-isolate for 14 days. Now, we know that. We've seen it in our own community, and we have seen it all over Westman, all over Canada, that people are choosing not to self-isolate. They think it's an overreaction, they don't want to be inconvenienced, or they're just stopping for groceries, or just just stocking up, or I don't need to self-isolate because I feel well. Well, there's an incubation period for this disease, and you might not have symptoms for 2 weeks, but you can still infect everybody around you. And why would you want to do that? What, for groceries? Get them delivered. Call somebody. Call me. I'll find someone to have them delivered to your doorstep where you don't have to come in contact with anybody. You know, this idea that we are so selfish that we can't even be inconvenienced for a couple weeks. We're not getting called to war. We're not getting called to, put our lives on the line. We're asked to sit at home on the couch and watch frickin' Netflix and troll Facebook. And yet people are still refusing to do it. So that was international travel. Today, it was announced here in Manitoba that they're recommending anyone who travels interprovincially, that crosses the provincial line, that if you are just flew in from Toronto, if you just flew in from Calgary, you should be self-isolating for 14 days because these are some hot spots and you're coming in contact with so many people on the planes and in the airports and they've come from all over that there's no way to really kind of track that. So they're saying if you just came in from outside the province, self-isolate for 14 days. Hang out for the next 2 weeks at home. Stay the hell away from everybody and protect the rest of us. So that is the recommendation. People are outraged. They're absolutely outraged about this. And it is infuriating to me how people aren't taking this seriously in rural areas. And it's scary. Because we do live, 30 minutes away from the nearest hospital here in my town. We have a fabulous first responders here. But if someone does become respiratorily distressed, like my six-year-old son with asthma, this disease comes on suddenly. And if something happens, our resources in our small town are taxed. But our resources in Brandon Hospital are taxed, Winnipeg, Manitoba. There's just not enough frontline healthcare workers, not enough, beds, not enough ventilators, not enough for this huge increase that could be possible if people don't take these recommendations seriously. And that's why they're being asked to self-isolate if they've traveled out of the province, out of the country, have come in contact with someone who has tested positive, or have any symptoms. You're just being asked to stay home and people are fighting it. Now, we've seen some ugly sides of people coming out over this. We've seen a whole lot of online fighting. It's like, well, I know someone who's supposed to be self-isolating and they're not. Who do I report? It's illegal. They need to. Okay, at this point here in Manitoba and across the country federally, now this does not apply to some provinces that might actually introduce their own provincial legislation. Again, here is a lesson. You have lots of time on your hands, people. Let's learn something about our government. There are three levels of government: municipal, provincial, federal. All right. So in this case, a municipal state of emergency is overrun by a provincial state of emergency, which would be overrun by a federal state of emergency. So some provinces can actually enact different measures. And we've seen that in BC. We've seen that in Ontario, Nova Scotia, Quebec, we've seen those stories coming out where different municipalities or individual provinces have enacted things. Right now in Manitoba, it's technically not illegal to not self-isolate. And there's been a lot of confusion about this. When they announced the state emergency, they said that there was huge fines, up to a couple $100,000 and up to 6 months in jail for people who violate this order. What they were talking about there are, businesses and institutions that ignore the under 50 rule. If you decide you're going to hold a service or a party and you're going to throw a social right now and you invite 250 people and you have 250 people in your local hall, you are in violation of this order and can face huge fines and jail time, restaurants, things like that. And those orders are actually, you can call and talk to the health inspectors. That's their job to enforce that. But individual recommendations to self-isolate at this time, it's not the law. We are not kind of under martial law where we have the resources either from the police or health inspectors to go and start investigating individual claims of who's supposed to be self-isolating, who's been traveling, who's doing what. We just don't have those resources. And both Premier Pallister our provincial government today, and our federal government spoke to those issues about how they don't want to enact this. Do we really want them? Do we really want the government and the police to start interfering with our daily lives and knocking on a door and says, where have you been? When did you get back? What are you doing? Where have you been? Who are you talking to? Do we want that? I don't. But if people don't start actually following the recommendations of social distancing, if they don't get it through their freaking heads that this is needs to be done for the benefit of us all, this is going to happen. Either the province of Manitoba or the federal government or both will enact these laws and these extreme measures to keep us following the rules, like a bunch of kindergarten kids that just don't want to listen and are going to get held back at recess again and again and again. Do we really need the principal coming in and saying, okay, now you need to listen to the rules? Do we need that? Because apparently we do, because there's still some people that are not following this advice. They are putting their own selfishness ahead of the welfare of our entire community because of whatever they believe. Whatever they believe. They think it doesn't matter if they get infected, like we saw from that stupid kid that was partying on the beach. It doesn't matter, you know, our numbers are low or they feel fine. I don't care what they believe. This is what we are being told based on science and numbers. And we've seen the impacts. We are now over 1,500 cases, I believe. I'll double check the numbers when I'm done. So, you know, don't correct me. It was like 1,476 last time I checked here in Canada. That has, you know, almost tripled since this first became a huge issue, right? Like, think about it. Just 3 weeks ago, we were seeing our first cases. And now we're at 1,500, and it's going to get worse before we get better because we haven't hit that peak. And we've seen that trend. That's not me fear-mongering. That is just the trend that we've seen through infection rates. As we test more and more people, we will get more confirmed positives. It's just the reality of it. And we don't want that. We want to protect as many people as we can. So if we all just stay the fuck home for a couple weeks, just stay home, stop fighting it, we will speed up the flattening of that curve. That's all we have to do. You know, Prime Minister Trudeau was talking today about, you know, we need to do our duty. And I keep touching my face and I feel awful because we're not supposed to touch our face. We're supposed to wash our hands. We're supposed to do all those things. But we're also supposed to stay home and practice social distancing. And if we just do it, if we do our duty, if we help our country and the people in our areas that need to be protected, we won't have to do it forever. The longer we fight this, the longer we don't comply with social distancing and self-isolation, the longer we're going to have to do it because the more spread we'll see of this disease. The only way we can get rid of it at this point is to just stop the spreading. And the only way to do that is to stop giving it to people. Just stay the fuck home. You know, it's scary. And I know people are scared and people are unsure and it's different. It's absolutely different. We've never actually lived through something like this. H1N1, SARS, there's never been anything like this that I can remember. I'm, you know, 45 years old. And it's scary. Nobody knows. Every single day, whether it's provincial or federal, I hear reporters, stupid ass reporters, and do not email me because not every reporter is stupid and most aren't, but they keep asking stupid questions. And the number one question I keep seeing being asked is, how long is this measure going to last? When is this going to end? Nobody knows that. They keep asking this question about when, and we don't know. Nobody knows. Hopefully, you know, 3 weeks, could be 3 months. We don't know. We just have to do it until it gets better. So we have to make the best of it. And I put I put a post on my social media tonight that listening to grown adults complain about being, you know, practicing social distancing and staying home, and they're complaining about it. When will it end? When will it get better? I'm tired of this. I'm bored. It's like listening to my children in the back seat going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know what? We'll get there when we get there. And the more you keep complaining, the longer it's going to take. The longer it takes us to comply with these measures, the longer we're going to have to do it. So what do? We make the best of it. I know that people are out incomes. I know that businesses are shut down and have no money coming in. I know that you're worried about how you're going to pay your rent. I get that. I know. I'm in the same boat as you. I know that, you know what? You got your kids home and you weren't expecting that, or you don't have childcare, or all of a sudden all of these changes and it was really fast, and it's human nature to want to fight against it. But I'm asking you to stop. Stop fighting it and make the best of it. Stop complaining about being home with your kids, or at least do it in private when they can't hear. Don't put it out online, because you know eventually one day they're going to see that shit. Your kids need you to lead by example right now. They need you to see you doing the socially responsible thing. They need to see you saying, yes, this is what we need to do and why we need to do it, and this is how we're going to do it. Even if it sucks, we're going to do it, because that's what responsible adults do, and that's what it means to be a responsible member of society. Don't make them feel bad that you're stuck at home with them. They're your children. They love you. They want to know that you love them. They want to know that you are a safe, loving place and that you want to be with them. So stop acting like it's torture. You know, I saw a meme earlier today where it's like before social distancing, and it's this family and everyone's sitting there on their devices. They've got their phones and they're doing this and this and this. No one's looking at each other. And then after social distancing, now everybody wants to be outside because someone told you you couldn't do it. So you want to be outside at the parks and the playgrounds and the beaches and the bars. And you know what? We need to stop acting like children and start setting an example for our children. We need to be responsible social adults here, or responsible members of society. You know, it doesn't matter if you are 70. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 15. We need to do what we need to do. So we make the best of it. How do we do that? Everybody's going to be different. I know what I'm doing here in my family and at home, and I'm happy to share some ideas with you, or, you know, you can share ideas with me. I've been doing it for 7 days, but it could be a really long time. So we need to keep that open and go, okay, I love this idea. You know, what do we do? We can still go for walks outside. Just don't go to the playground. Just don't stop at a friend's house. You know, those are things that we're not being punished here. Nobody's being punished. We're doing what we need to do because we're socially responsible people that want to protect those in our society that can't protect themselves. And it doesn't matter what the numbers say. Don't let that fool you. Don't let people on Facebook convince you to do something against what the science and the doctors are saying to do. They're like, oh, well, it's okay to do this. I was reading a comment today about someone saying, social distancing doesn't mean you can't go visiting your neighbors for coffee. Actually, yes, it does. It's exactly what it means. Don't go visit your neighbors for coffee. FaceTime them and drink coffee. Because every time you get together and you get close together, you go into someone's house, you're bringing everything with you into there and you're taking everything back. And we need to try to limit that as much as possible. Everybody wants to, you know, be out there suddenly and everybody, well, I need to go for coffee. I need to get out of the house. No, you really don't. We can do this for 2 weeks. We're adults. I mean, we used to do all this kind of stuff. Now we got social media. Now we got Netflix. Now we got, you know, Crave TV. We got all these cool things. Read a book. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know that we can get through this together if we stop acting like children. Staying home is not the worst of it. And for most of us, staying home is probably the best place to be. And if it's not, well, you know what? We need to reach out to those that are in trouble, because that's what really ticks me off here is we are complaining about such small inconveniences where there's people that are really hurting. There are people whose houses are not safe places. There are men and women and children who are living with violence and abuse and uncertainty and probably don't have enough food to eat, and there's too much pride to ask for help. These are the people that we really need to help. Not the ones that are like, I want to go party on the beach and I'm going to lick groceries to prove to you how invincible I am. And if you haven't seen that video, don't. It pisses me off. We need to be reaching out, and you can do that. You can do that on your phone. You can do that on the web. You can still get out and help. Just stay 6 feet away from each other. You know, you don't need to be sitting face to face and chit-chatting. There's other ways to connect, and we are able to do that now. I don't understand where this anger and animosity comes from. That being said, I do get that people are unsure. You know, the government, both at the provincial and the federal level, have said that there's all of these different programs coming into place. There is going to be, you know, an increase in the GST, the child benefits. For those of you like me who have lost our businesses, or not lost our businesses, but closed our businesses because it was the socially responsible thing to do, there will be benefit packages, we hope. What that looks like, I don't know. I'm in the same boat. Premier Pallister did talk today about how they're working to find some rent relief. It takes time. Like, everybody's angry and they want to know right now. And I get it. But the government can't possibly know. They are responding to situations that are changing on a daily basis that are incredibly complex and involve millions of people and millions and billions of dollars. And they can't possibly figure all of that out overnight. And we have to be patient, and we have to, you know, kind of see what's going to happen. But using that as an excuse to be angry and lash out at each other, or, you know what, lash out at them, it doesn't solve anything. It's going to make this, you know, this social distancing time seem like it is forever if we spend it angry and lashing out. And I'm really hoping that we are better than that. I'm hoping that we can just kind of calm down, stay the fuck home, and just, you know, be kind to each other and be kind to ourselves. If your kids are eating popcorn for lunch, watching a movie instead of doing schoolwork, so what? You know, give them a break. Give you a break. Stop being so hard on yourself. You know, if you need help, you reach out. You pick up the phone and you call. You email. You go on a support group. But if you are on social media, please, 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 I'm begging you, start fact-checking what you are sharing. I have seen so many arguments today about people arguing over stuff that isn't even true, you know, and it's frustrating to watch, and it's really easy to double-check. If you are sharing or sending fake news, if you're sending, you know, voice messages through Messenger, or, you know, oh, I heard this new cure, and I heard this, fact-check it. Go to Manitoba Health website. Go to Health Canada, go to the World Health Organization. Don't listen to Donald Trump, no matter what you do. You can't believe a word that comes out of that man's mouth. And just go to these places, Manitoba Health, Health Canada, World Health Organization, and even the CDC down in the States. Verify what you read before you start sharing it, please. And if you are the people that are trying to profiteer off this, and we saw some, you know, locally in Westman on some buy and sell groups where they're making like hand-sewn face masks for healthcare workers and to protect you, they don't protect you against a virus. They're giving you a false sense of security, which can be dangerous because you could put yourself at risk by thinking you're protected by wearing this piece of fabric over your face. No. You don't need to be doing that. And for those of you making these claims that, you know, this essential oil is going to protect you, or I bought, you know, 500 rolls of toilet paper, I'll now sell them to you for 3 times the price, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because we will remember. In times of crisis, people remember who stepped up as a leader. People remember the helpers. You know that quote from Mr. Rogers? Look for the helpers. People will remember who stepped up to help and who was there to lead, and they'll remember who wasn't. This will pass, and we will come out the other side of it. And what do you want people to see and remember about you? That you did the socially responsible thing, or that you were standing in the grocery store 10 minutes after getting off an international flight because you don't think you need to self-isolate, and you are so entitled that you're willing to put other people's lives at risk just because you think so? Is that what you want people to remember about you? I don't know. But I know that I sure as hell don't want the government to step in and start, you know, legislating curfews and doing house checks and bed checks. And I don't want to live in that kind of state because some of us are acting like spoiled children and will not follow the rules and do what's best for the rest of us. So my message for you today, if you haven't gotten it yet, is grow up, stay the fuck home, follow legitimate health sites, and make the best of your time at home dealing with COVID-19, because the faster we all do that, the faster we'll get through it. And as always, I'm here for you. So if you want to chat, shoot me a message. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Shoot me an email, keepingitreal@michellebadusky.ca. And I'm interested to talk to you about how you're dealing with this. What are your fears? Let's talk about them. Instead of bitching about them, let's talk about them. What are you scared of? What are you worried about? How are your kids handling this? What about your parents? Let's talk about it without, you know, the anger, the blame, and without putting other people at risk. We can do this. I know we can. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been keeping it real with Michelle Badusky. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is fun! The FU Network!